Joined by former Red Deer Rebels defenseman and current University of Alberta Golden Bear, Ethan Sakwich. Ethan, thanks very much for doing this. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Troy.
First things first, let's talk about what you're up to right now. I mentioned it. You're at the University of Alberta. What are you taking up there?
I am in the School of Business and I major in finance.
Is that something that always was kind of the big interest for you? Is that something you've always been leaning toward?
I'm sure the other players, my old teammates, will laugh, but I think I flip-flopped 3 or 4 times while I was in Red Deer. I think I was taking high school courses to my 20-year-old year trying to upgrade for certain different degrees and stuff. But the last year I settled on business.
Hey, always learning, right? Never stop.
Yep, absolutely.
Good. And a bit of a unique situation because, your WHL career came to an end due to COVID. And now you're technically year three, but kind of year two at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely different. Obviously, you know, everyone knows what happened my last year as a 20-year-old and it ending a little bit earlier. And you know what, I missed 6 games. It obviously sucked, but I really only missed 6 games. It was the year after that was really tough on me. You know, we didn't have a season. We were kind of off and on practicing. We'd practice for a couple of weeks and then someone would get COVID and then we would be off for a month. And it was just really hard to get in a groove and meet your new teammates. So, you know, coming into last year, it was pretty awesome having that full season and everything just seemed a little bit more normal again and actually meeting your new teammates. So now it's really good.
And boy, what a program to join the U of A Golden Bears, the perennial powerhouse in all of U sports hockey. Just to how much of an honor and a privilege is it to be part of that great program?
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. I know when they did recruit me, it was something I jumped at right away. Once they kind of gave me the offer, I stopped considering any other teams. Just, you know, knowing the history that comes with this hockey team. And you know, so far it's been everything. It's lived up to everything that I've expected. It's a great program. We have great upper management with Stan Marple. We have a great coach in Ian Herbers, and we just have a great team. And it's a joy to come to the rink every day.
And boy, the roster again this year, as it is every year at the U of A, just littered with WHL alumnus. A lot of familiar faces you battled against over the years before you got to U of A.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just crazy if you look at our roster. We have lots of guys that were over point per game players in the WHL. You know, some people might forget about them. We have a lot of guys that were first and second team all-stars in the league. So, I mean, I think going this route in U Sports, it gets overlooked sometimes. Because if you really look at some of the guys in their careers that they had in the WHL, they were top-end players, and it's awesome being their teammates now.
Yeah, and a couple of other familiar faces to Rebels fans on the U of A Golden Bears right now. Jared Frederick spent some time here, and most recently, Joel Sexsmith as well. So a couple of other familiar former Red Deer Rebels on the U of A Golden Bears. Ethan, let's wind the clock back a little bit to your time with the Red Deer Rebels. You were a third-round pick in 2014. You got into a few games in that 2015-16 year, and then things kind of took off from there. Just kind of revisit your Rebels career a little bit and what stands out from your few years here.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've told everyone that's ever asked me, but I take lots of pride in being a Red Deer Rebel, and I take even more pride of being a Red Deer Rebel for my whole WHL career. You know, from a selfish point of view, being so close to home was awesome. I was able to visit my family all the time. And just my years here, you know, we were always a competitive team. We've had a lot of great players come through the program. I was lucky enough to have the honor of being captain my last year, which I take a lot of pride in. And it's a time in my life that I'll always remember, and I'll always just be proud of my accomplishments. I've met a lot of people through this team, and just a lot of lifelong friends.
In terms of, it's kind of a two-part question in terms of growth. We'll start with part one. What was, I guess, your biggest growth as a player on the ice from the time you started with the Rebels to the time you left as a 20-year-old?
Well, I think I just every year I grew a little bit. If you look at my 16-year-old year, I think I was the same height, but I was 20 pounds less. I mean, it's obviously everyone's at that age where they're growing at different rates and stuff. So I think after that first year, I definitely took another jump. But I just think my biggest jump was definitely going into my 20-year-old season. I think as a 20-year-old player, going into that season, you know that you're going to be one of those ones that's leaned on a little bit more. So you know you have to work a little bit harder in the summer. You're going to have more expectations of yourself. And, you know, going into that summer of my 20-year-old year, I really took pride in wanting to be that player for the Red Deer Rebels. And, you know, I think I was able to do that. My points jumped up a lot. I was playing a lot more. And, And yeah, I just, like I said, it was my 20-year-old year was probably my most favorite year.
Ethan, when you think back to your early years with the Rebels, who are some of the veterans from that time, some of the mentors that helped you out?
Yeah, there was a lot of them. I mean, going into my first year, that the Memorial Cup year, obviously Red Deer fans know just what kind of team and players we had. A lot of the guys we're watching on TV in the NHL right now. I think guys that really jumped out for me back then, just kind of helping me through this process of being a WHL player, was guys like Nelson Nauge and Cale Detzel. They might have not known it at the time, but what they did for me and just how they led really had an impact on me and kind of just gave me a guideline of how I should lead if I ever am in that opportunity. And I mean, I go down the list, guys like Jake DeBrusk too, is one of those guys that always made sure I was involved in something. It's tough being a 16-year-old in that league with such an older team, but we just had the group that made sure everyone was included, and just it made it easier going to the rink. And then, going into my 17-year-old season, I really look at guys like Evan Poli, who's also a lifelong Red Deer Rebel. He was awesome. I'm sure everyone around the organization knows what kind of guy he is, and he also did wonders for me and as my development and as a leader. And then my captain that year as well was Adam Musiel, and just the work that he did off the ice taught me and myself and a lot of other people just the work you need to be a top end player. So those are like some of the guys that really jump out at me.
Yeah, and those are some great character guys. Love hearing the names like Cale Detzel and Evan Poli, especially, who, in addition to being real solid WHL players on the ice, outstanding community guys too. And that's always been a real cornerstone of the Red Deer Rebels. And I know you were a very big part of that as well, community involvement while you were here in Red Deer.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Another thing I took pride in. I mean, I loved being a Red Deer Rebel, and just talking about Evan Poli again, it's something that I think I took from him, just how big he was in the community and the impact he had on everyone really in Red Deer. So it's something that I really tried to incorporate in my life, and I definitely don't regret doing any of it. I had a joy every time I got to do something with the community.
Outstanding. And along the way, you got a taste of pro hockey. I know you attended some NHL camps, and those were tremendous learning experiences as well, Ethan.
Yeah, when after my 17-year-old season, I was fortunate enough to attend Boston Bruins camp, and you know what, it came as a little bit of a surprise, but it was a great experience. I mean, I walked in that first day, Charlie McAvoy ended up being my roommate for the trip, which is obviously everyone knows what Charlie McAvoy is doing now. It's almost surreal just thinking about it now. And then another former Red Deer Rebel, Jake DeBrusk, was there as well. And it was just such a great experience, and I'm very, very fortunate I was able to do that, because I think that also helped for my development and just seeing how things play in the pro hockey level.
Ethan, obviously with you at University of Alberta right now, you're taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. Just to how instrumental has that been for you and what you're able to do now as a player with the Golden Bears?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, obviously I'm here to play hockey, but I'm also here to get a degree. And as I'm sure as a lot of people know, school is stressful enough. And with this scholarship that the WHL does, it really takes away that financial stress, which helps me, focus more on hockey, focus more on school. And I'm very fortunate to have that.
U of A right now, but with an eye on the future always, what do you see yourself doing a few years from now, Ethan?
You know what? I haven't thought too much ahead. Right now, obviously, it's final season, so I'm taking it day at a time. And then you know what? After that, I'm taking a year at a time. Obviously, my main goal right now is to get my degree, and I haven't closed the door on any hockey opportunities yet. When the time comes, we'll see. But yeah, like I said, I'm just very fortunate that I am in this situation to have that choice.
Well, Ethan, hey, all the best for continued success with the U of A Golden Bears and beyond. Congrats on where you've been able to get to so far. And thanks for taking some time to chat. Really appreciate catching up with you.
Yeah, thank you again.